I walked lazily down the hill, watching and waiting for the girl to notice that she was being followed. It didn't matter if she saw me. It's not like she could run away. I was faster and I was stronger. I am the wolf and I am hunting. I have every right to hunt in these woods. They are mine, and so is every other piece of meat that walks through these woods. But I had to admit, hunting this girl wasn't going to be fun. Hunting humans never was very fun. It was only enjoyable if they screamed and called for help. Animals couldn't scream like humans. I watched the girl. She walked faster now. She knew she was being followed. The hunt had started. The girl was slowed down by all the books she was carrying. This was too easy. I was faster and stronger and could kill her with one bite. I had stepped on a branch, alerting her to my presence. She slowly turned her head towards me. Her eyes go wide like dinner plates. She has spotted me, the wolf. She picks up the pace and drops her books. I give her a wolfish grin. I hope that she can run faster, otherwise she doesn't have a chance of surviving. I pick up my speed. I was going to run this girl on the ground, then, when she was tired, I'd kill her.
Help! Help!
Poor girl, no one would come to help her. She was as helpless as a newborn baby. She was a mile from the nearest house and they probably won't find her body for a couple of days. Long enough for me to abandon this town and move on to find another place to hunt, another human to kill. She was one in a long line of victims. This hunt was getting boring. This girl was getting boring. I had seen this too many times. The chase, the hunt, the kill. I had seen it all before. Time to end this girl's life. She shouldn't worry. I'd make her death quick but painless. She wouldn't feel anything. I ran at full speed, jumped on the gravel road. The pebbles stabbed at my paws. The girl gasped in shock. She knew something was following her, but she didn't know how big. Like I expected, she started to sprint away. I could see her breath in the ice-cold October air coming down from the mountain, hear her heart beating faster by the minute, smell the cold sweat trickling down her back. She was terrified for her life and trying to scream for help, but it came out only as a soft whisper of wind. I was surprised at her endurance. For it had been about 5 minutes, and she didn't seem to show any signs of being tired. If she had gone the other way, she would have reached the closest house. Too bad, that could have made this hunt more exciting and enjoyable. Maybe I can run ahead of her and turn her around. As I was thinking this, she slowed down to a complete stop and then turned around. By the time she turned around, I was already on her side. A loud noise rippled through the air, and she let go of her last breath. I grinned a wolfish grin. I got off the ground, cleaned the crimson blood off of my paws. I slowly walked away, leaving the body to rot, never feeling remorse or sadness.